So getting yourself into a comfortable position. And to help to draw the mind inward, becoming aware how each breath is affecting the whole body, how the body is responding to each in-breath and out-breath. Each in-breath and out-breath. And allowing one part of your mind to scan your body from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes. Simply noting any areas of tension or pain. Doing nothing about it, simply noting and moving on. And just noticing now that on the out-breath, the tension is flowing away from the body. On each out-breath, the tension flowing away. And as the tension flows from your body, your scalp is relaxing. All your facial muscles becoming soft. The brow is smooth. The area around the eyes and between the eyes, very spacious. And on each out-breath, with the tension flowing away, your jaw is becoming very relaxed now. Your shoulders are now settled into a much more comfortable, relaxed position. And the tension continues to be released on the out-breath. How soft your abdomen is now. And how it's responding with movement to each in-breath and out-breath. each in-breath and out-breath. And as if in the natural way of things, notice that on each in-breath, your mind is becoming clearer. On each in-breath, the mind becoming sharp and bright. Now with this relaxed body and sharp, bright mind, imagine you're at home now, doing what you would normally be doing at this time in the evening. See the things around you, be aware of what you're doing. And the telephone rings. You put down what you're doing, you go to the phone, you answer it. And the person on the other end is asking you to come and visit your friend who's in hospital and extremely ill, quite close to death. It's quite sudden. And that friend could be someone you know, or someone in this room, but perhaps someone who has some Dharma knowledge, and that's why you're being called. You put down the phone. What's your next response? How do you feel? It would only be human to feel some sort of panic, perhaps some fear. What am I going to do? It's kind of like you're feeling inadequate. And also there's some grief there. So you find yourself a quiet spot straight away. Sit down. And just allow that fear to arise. Just allow it to arise. The fear of grief, panic. They'll be relying on me. I don't know what to do. I've forgotten everything. Let all that arise. And then face it squarely. Each emotion has the root of self-cherishing. Know that to be true. And immediately take refuge. And within your body, visualize the hard mass at your heart, this self-cherishing. Think to yourself, This is blocking my true nature. And all that fear and panic and feelings of inadequacy, breathe it into yourself in the form of black smoke. Direct it straight to your own self-cherishing. It's like a laser. Breathing in your own fear. And like a laser, it destroys the black mass at your heart. The self-cherishing is completely destroyed and releases your mind that fully cherishes others. And your mind becomes light and bright and liquid. And let this light, bright liquid fill your entire body. Breathing evenly and gently. Just for a minute or two, resting in that light. You finish, it's only taking you a couple of minutes, you get up. And you go into your bedroom and you pick up a bag. And this bag contains everything that you might need when you go to the hospital. You've been sensible. You've got a few things ready now. You've put that bag aside, ready to help. Open that bag. What's in it? You've prepared this beforehand for just such an emergency. And now your mind and your hands are moving through that bag, identifying things. What is in your bag? Thank you. So in pairs now, can you tell each other what's in your bag? It was so clever of you to make that bag up. So sensible, isn't it? So you're not rushing around trying to grab this, that, and the next thing. That was so good. So, what was in your bags? Tell me.
Well, Gareth only had a prayer book.
Sorry?
Gareth only had a prayer book.
Oh, you really?
He didn't even remember his toothbrush or anything.
Oh, never mind your toothbrush. This bag is a Dharma bag. This is a dead bag. So,
yeah, that's right, yeah.
Prayer book, okay. Which prayer book?
Well, I was thinking, I don't know, but
I was like, obviously I was thinking I would have figured out what prayers I needed. I would have had a prayer book with the relevant prayers and a guide of step-by-step guide of after I'd left here and sat down and figured it all out properly.
So, it might be good for you to get a prayer book. Mm. You have a prayer book?
No.
Okay, there's a few. The FPMT ones, there's a few. Some of them have different practices in it. Medicine Buddha practice, which is always good to have ready. If you're going to anyone who's ill or anyone who's dying. Yes? It'll have 8 Mahayana precepts in it. It'll have bodhicitta stuff in it. So have a look at the different prayer books. They're here. You can look at them on the shelf. This is one, and there's another one. Look and see which one would be more useful to you. So maybe what you need for your bath now definitely is a prayer book. Be nice. It has all the different practices in it. Instead of having bits of paper about this and bits of paper about that, the books can have all the sadness in it, all the mantras.
Does it tell you when to use them and all that? It's very... No.
Sometimes.
And you said there's on the FBMT website there's like a guide or something.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. I want to know what's in your bag apart from a prayer book. Just a prayer book?
I think Greenberg has a bottle of water.
A bottle of water?
Some biscuits.
Yes. We do know that this is a Dharma bath, right? It's going to be helpful. You drinking water and munching on biscuits. That'll be your other bag, Gareth. This is just the Dharma bag. Okay? I'm so far quite impressed with the idea of a prayer book, right? Not so impressed as you don't know which one. So have a good look before you go, right? Save up and buy one. Right? You'll save you getting this bit and that bit and the next bit. Get the ones with the medicine Buddha sadhana, all the mantras that you need. Right? So it's a pretty empty bag, but at least it's got a prayer book in it. Okay.
We thought we might take a picture of the Buddha.
And okay, so in your bag you've got a picture of...
Well, a Buddha, the Buddha.
Picture Buddha.
Of, and or...
Which Buddha?
Well, any, just the one we have to have on our
So Buddha Shakyamuni?
Yes.
Yes, always good to have Buddha Shakyamuni. Yes.
Maybe
depending
on what kind of what their teacher was.
Maybe. Keep to the picture. Yeah, picture. You might know their teacher.
If you know the teacher, picture of the teacher. Yeah.
If you knew it. But Medicine Buddha might be a good one. Picture of the Medicine Buddha. Mm-hmm. Might be quite good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'd take a little stupa.
Stupa, excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Need a stupa. Mm-hmm. Now it can be a rupa, an actual small stupa. If you've got one, good to get it blessed. Have you got a stupa?
Beth has just given me one today.
Is it blessed?
I don't know.
Check?
Yeah.
And if not, Geshe will bless it for you.
Okay.
Okay? If you ask, I'm sure. It won't be a problem. Okay. So you've got a stupa with you. That's very good. If you don't have a stupa, a drupa, you can take a picture of a stupa. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right? So far, I'm working up. I'm already thinking a prayer book's a good idea. Certainly pictures are a good idea. And a stupa. Mm. Anything else?
Mala, maybe?
A mala. Mm-hmm. Your mala? Or an extra mala?
Well, I've only got one mala today.
So just wear your own mala.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be in your bag.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Mm. This is an emergency bag. You'd be using your mala for other things, wouldn't you?
It's just by my altar.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anything else? You're doing well so far.
Well, we were going to take a prayer sheet.
A prayer sheet?
Yes.
What type of prayer sheet?
We're just with the basic mantras for death, which we're hoping you're going to give us.
Well, I'm going to show you where to get them, certainly. I'm going to show you where to get them and download them. But however, if you had the prayer book, I'll be there. Or, if you had Rinpoche's books, You don't need, and when it comes to mantras and sadness, it's all in there. I'll show you them. The thing about these books is we don't get any commission for this type of thing. It's just showing you, because Rinpoche has put so much into death and dying, so much thought, so much effort. So he's compiled these two books, and they're absolutely brilliant. They're not huge. Mm. They're absolutely brilliant. I mean, they've got everything you need.
Right.
And I'll show you them tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. What was in your bag then?
Well, I was a little bit like Gareth, really.
Oh.
We were thinking about taking the prayer. I realise now that, obviously, that's terribly sensible, and I would have obviously
would you,
to discussing that.
Would you add that to your bag?
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's
some prayer flags as well, I would like.
Prayer flags?
Yeah. Little flags, just to make it, you know, hang around the bed or something.
Well.
If they were Buddhist practitioners.
Maybe. A bit fluttery, but...
A bit fussy.
No, it might be. It depends on the individual. Yes. This person may like it, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can get these little packets for £1.
Yes.
With all the different prayer flags.
Yeah.
Of course, maybe better to have the Medicine Buddha Mantra one. You can get them with the Medicine Buddha Mantra. It's very handy.
And we talked about family pictures, really, didn't we? We didn't talk about Dharma pictures.
Nope.
We only had the Dharma prayer book.
Okay, that's all right.
But this is something that we did talk about, and it might be a bit self-cherishing. We thought that if we were going to be there for a long time, we needed to take things, didn't we? Like
what?
A toothbrush.
Yes, but that's different.
Oh.
I don't care what you're taking for yourself.
Okay.
This is simply just focusing on the Dharma bag.
Okay.
I'm not interested in what's in your backpack. Really.
Right. Okay.
You thought you could take maybe a CD with prayers on it or something like
now,
that.
Now we're talking. What type of CD?
Well, one with the proper prayers on it. I don't know
okay, so you have to become familiar with the proper prayers.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that's good. You can get, there's a very nice CD which has got special mantras in it for pain. And if the person is open to it, you know, playing that is you know, very, very kind, very kind. And it's meant to have a very strong help for people who've got pain and disturbances. Special, you'll find all this on site, okay? Now that's good. Will you take a player with you?
Player? Yes, well, you'd have to, yeah.
Well, I would think so. Were you standing up with a CD and nothing to play it on?
A little speaker.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. You have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an iPhone or something like an iPhone?
Yeah.
You've got iTunes on that. You can download Medicine Buddha Mantra, all the different mantras. Either record your own voice doing it, or you can get them off the net. You can put the whole of the sadhana, the whole of the prayer book on your iPad. All the prayers you ever need on your iPad. Put it in your Kindle. Put it in something. So actually, it's not a hassle now. It's there. Use the technology. Why would you get it? I mean, there are CDs, of course. But then you have to think of the CD player and all the rest of it. But if you download it into your phone... Even hospitals will let you charge it. The good thing about having something separate, of course, is you can leave it there. But I do know one guy who has one of these iPods. It's an old-fashioned one. And he's put all the mantras and the Medicine Buddha sadhana. What else did he put on it? It was all that type of thing. And it only cost him... I mean, it's very inexpensive, the little iPods now. And he put all the death stuff on that. So he played it and he was able to leave it. Because it was very expensive, he actually left it with his friend. I mean, leaving your phone might be difficult, but leaving something like that, quite easy. I'm really trying to say think broad. Oh, now the bag is becoming very interesting to me. This is becoming very interesting. What was in your bag?
Well, we had all that.
Of course you did. I absolutely believe that 100%, Polly.
Yeah. And we had the mantras actually on sheet, laminated sheets, so we didn't have to look in a book or anything for them.
Excellent.
And also we had the death process, so we could whisper and or support them if they were asking about what they were seeing or whatever.
Okay.
Only down to obviously the bit where the hearing's gone, and we had the blessing pills as well.
Good. No, blessing pills. There are blessing pills that you can give the individual before the breath has stopped. Okay? Now, if they've got some Dharma practice, this is no problem. You give them the pill. His Holiness the Dalai Lama has these death pills, blessing pills. and you can get them from Kopan. Okay? Kopan Monastery will send you them. And just one very, and they're very, and these are small things. I mean, really small. I mean, tiny. Like a pinhead. And just put it under the person's tongue before the breath is stopped. And you can get pills that you put into the mouth once the breath has stopped. Okay? There are other types of pills you can get which you can put on the crown of the head. And she says, you get some honey or some paste and you stick it on the head and you put the pill on it. And I'm thinking, oh, the NHS is not going to like this. But these are available. And you don't... And once the patient has died, you can take them off. You can reuse these things. I mean, really. You can. I mean, Rinpoche says this all the time. You can have rolls of the 10 important mantras. Yes, rolls of them. And you can slip it onto the heart of the individual. I did this with my mother.
Oh, that's
tiny. They're quite small. You tell the nurses you've done it. Just say that was the wishes of the patients and put it down there. You can. So now this is getting rich, this baguette. Excellent. So if you don't know about pills, find out about pills. Know how to use them, when to use them. Anything else in your bag?
I think that was about it, wasn't it? Including all their lot.
Of course.
We didn't bother with the water and biscuit.
You didn't?
No. Because there's a coster in the hospital.
Is there? Well, there you go. Thank you. The bag is already rich.
Okay, well, we had all that as well.
Of course you did. You had each and every... Yeah, absolutely.
Holy water.
Holy water.
Holy water.
Blessed water.
Blessed
okay.
Water.
Okay. Where did you get the holy water? I mean, you've got holy water,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, we've got some. I'm sure you can get some.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
And you just need a little bit and add it to a bottle. Same efficacy. You get a thimbleful from someone and you add it to a litre bottle of water, give it a shake. That whole bottle then is fine to be used as holy water.
What would you do?
Well, you can just touch the various... they're still alive, the various chakras.
So you use it in Catholic.
Yes. Yeah. Same idea. Absolutely same idea. And the other way to get positive things is if you're doing meditations on compassion and emptiness... Rinpoche recommends that you put ordinary water in a bottle underneath your cushion, okay? And as you're doing your meditation, just keep thinking that the energy is going into the bottle of water, the love and compassion, and use that. It's the same with medicine. If you have medicine, then don't keep it just in a drawer. If you've got a little altar, even if it's just a little rupa of the Buddha, put it on that. And it's meant to increase the efficacy of the medicine.
Right.
Don't know how, but it does.
Mm. What are the death pills made of?
I once knew and then rapidly forgot. It's I can quite honestly say I'm not sure now. Substances that have been blessed by various things. It does have various bits and pieces on you might not want to know about, but it's there.
Mm.
Yeah, the Tibetan pills are, blessed pills are, yeah, they're interesting. They're full of very interesting things. But if they've been blessed by His Holiness and created by them, we have no problem. What else is in your bag?
I thought we might have a stupa with some holy relics.
Okay, so a stupa could be a picture of a stupa. It could be a rupa. It could be a rupa without relics, or it could be a rupa with relics. And of course, the more relics you're having, the more powerful they are.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mini altar, guess we want to make offerings.
Mini altar, if the person, you know, if you know the person's in for something like that, they may already have an altar there, but if not, I would make it very small.
Yeah,
because there's no space in an NHS hospital. So really, you're looking at the painting, and if you're taking cards with you, take some blue tack, put some blue tack in your bag, because don't think there's going to be places for you to prop these things up, because there isn't. Okay? And somewhere to have an altar might be quite difficult,
yeah.
But you never know.
You never know.
You never know. A private room, you see.
It might be, and you can get these travelling altars that are very small. Personally, I always travel with egg cups, the little stainless steel ram. Well, I used to have egg cups. Now I've got these very thin ramekins. It's the type that in Indian restaurants that they put chutneys in for you. Quite small, very light. And if you put a whole set, they're only that much. And they just don't weigh a thing. It's quite nice. So it's possible that might be there. Anything else in the bag?
We thought we'd have a list telling us what prayers and when and all the rest of it.
You'd have the prayers.
Out in advance, we'd have the prayers.
Yeah, because this is already in your bag. So we can imagine you already have in your bag. Mostly, you'll have the prayer book. Because, I mean, one of the prayer books will have it in, or Rinpoche's book we're going to be looking at tomorrow. Just has it all in it. Very handy. Or you can photocopy it, laminate it, so that you can, you know, have extras that you can leave there. Yeah. Anything else in your bag? Say again.
A do not disturb sign.
Oh, wow. Just
in case to keep them.
You're going to be so popular now. Absolutely. Okay, good, good. Yeah. The other thing you might want to think of putting in the bag is some blessing cords. You can get cords that are blessed by lamas, just little things, but they can be quite very beneficial, especially if the person's used to wearing blessing cords. They're usually just little red threads, yes? Mm-hmm. You can get them in Hinduism and this is like, and that's, and that can be very nice, very comforting for people, very comfortable. And they don't tie, if you're going to tie it on, don't tie it tight. Any excuse to cut stuff up and put a cannula in, so leave it light. Mm-hmm. But because it's cloth and because it's thread, you know, it's not metal, it's not going to interrupt anything. Anything else?
Well, we were thinking ahead, if they had any specific practices, I mean, we're going to have a big selection of cards, but then maybe if they had a specific practice.
You may not know. If you know, you're happy. Now, if you don't know, then have one that you're very familiar with and use that. And I mean, there's loads, but I highly recommend Medicine Buddha. Because there's a short form of that Medicine Buddha practice and there's a long form of that Medicine Buddha practice. And depending what's going on in the room, the short form might be enough, the long might be too much. But if the person's into it, you've got the long form there. So if you're not sure what deity practice they're doing, you just cannot go wrong with Medicine Buddha. Just can't go wrong with that. Anything else in the bag? How big is this bag? No, much. Yeah, it's not big. This is quite small. Small bag. Really, when you think about it, you think there's a lot in there, but leave the water and the biscuits out. It's plenty of space. Plenty of space. Right? So you've grabbed your bag. How do you feel now you've got all that in your bag?
Relieved.
As you go out the door with that, how are you feeling? You're feeling better than you did when you first got the call? Yes. Mm-hmm. You've prepared beforehand. You're not sure what you're going to meet yet, but still, you're taking stuff with you that's going to help, right? So you go out of the car, and you're going to drive to the hospital. You're driving to the hospital, what are you going to do then as you're driving to the hospital?
Saying mantras.
Yes. Two things I would highly recommend. Mantra, again, Medicine Buddha mantra, or the Chinrezi mantra. Mm-hmm. And even when you're in the room, it's very good to have that because a lot of people have heard the Chinrezi mantra, even if they're not, Buddhist. And if you've got a picture of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, most people recognise and feel quite happy with that. You know what I mean? He's got so much respect across all religions and all people that actually, when they know that you're kind of related in that area, people calm down a lot. And you say, "This is His Holiness's mantra too." So I have a picture of His Holiness with the Chinrezi on the back, in phonetics. I have it in phonetics, so I can give it to the relatives so they can say it too. But on the way there, yes, the mantra. And you're doing the mantra to do what? Calm the mind. Mm-hmm. Calm the mind. And once you've calmed the mind, then you're also trying to generate the strongest mind of compassion that you can. strongest mind of compassion. Don't get too involved because you've still got to drive and get there. But just allowing compassion, allowing bodhicitta, that mind to grow within you, so that you arrive at the hospital with your bag that you've already prepared, your mind that you've already prepared, and now you're going to face whatever happens in the hospital. Yes? Good. Any questions so far?
Would it be a good idea to have your own bag packed, so that if you suddenly got taken off to hospital, it would be there for your friend?
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. It's... You're right. I have a bag packed for the hospital already. Not. It doesn't have any Buddhist stuff in it. It has all the stuff, because my sister wouldn't be able to find anything in my house, because she would just ransack the house looking for a 90. You know, she would. So I've actually packed everything. It's on the top of my, just to let you know, it's on top of the locker. Anyway, so that's there. I have nothing else there. Nothing else added to it. But it might be a good idea to have it. It might be a good idea to have it.
Is this now for...
For you.
For oneself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's possible. I mean, I sometimes get taken into hospital and sometimes I go for something else and then end up in the hospital. I mean, it's happened to me a few times, eh? And I've come to one ransacked room after another when I've got out, eh? So now I just say, my sister, there's a bag on the top of the wardrobe, okay? If I go to hospital, just go into my house, take the bag and go, you know, so that I don't come back to anything. So I suppose it could. I personally wouldn't want too much stuff around. Mm. But there is stuff I could put around.
You need to know the person, wouldn't you? Thinking back, you know, to taking this bag for other people. Because
That's why it has to be generic. That's why it has to be generic.
I wouldn't want lots of... I mean, some people won't. Some
people don't. And some people who say they don't want it there and then.
Yes.
And some people who want it there and then normally don't want it now. Everything changes.
I've been troubled by this.
No, take it with you. You don't have to use it.
No, but I mean to sort of think it doesn't quite chime with me to have so much stuff.
It would be a lot.
If I was dying, I would want something... I don't know that I want tapes playing.
No, then you wouldn't have it.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. And you wouldn't want it. You wouldn't have it. I would
not. Quiet. I'd quite like a voice, you know, a mantra I knew.
Mm-hmm.
So I also wouldn't want mantras that someone else knew, but I...
Yeah. Then you make your wishes known. You don't know. The thing is, when you go
I'm
to that
sure
hospital...
About water and pills. And...
Well, think about it. You don't have to have it. I know what you're saying.
You don't make me feel as if, you know, you just got rid of everything.
Yeah.
And well, you're getting all these other possessions.
Then make sure people know.
Do you notice?
You have to make sure people know. We're going to do this tomorrow. When you enter that room, there's a lot of choices you're going to have to make. Yes. And
but
sometimes
I mean,
you'll have no choice.
Someone else might, but I don't think one should assume everybody.
No, not at all. This is why this bag is a generic bag. You might not use all of it. You might not use half of it, but what you need will be in there. This is why you won't know about different practices people are doing, or you won't tend to know.
No.
So something generic that might be useful. And you ask, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Whereas things like the stoop, you know, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
The stoop. You probably already have a picture, you know.
Might not.
That's why if you had your own bag, you could have in it what you wanted, hey?
If you
had your own bag packed.
If you were going into dark.
You know, to take with you when you went into hospital.
Yeah, but anyway,
not at all. Proper. No, this is what you need to think about.
I mean, I don't mean to be disrespectful when I call it.
I don't
you
think
see
it,
I mean?
No, I don't like it either, though. I mean, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you... Don't do that. Don't put prayer flags around me, you know, anything like that. I wouldn't even know, thank you. You know, really, I wouldn't want all that. And I wouldn't want a big altar either.
I don't want one of those electric prayer wheels.
Oh, I've got one of them.
Those ones you buy.
Mine's is solar powered. And in Scotland, it's been going for 4 years. Yes. It's amazing. I quite like that actually. Because, oh, I love that.
It just smashes everything that on fire.
Like a perfect.
Mine's is this size. I got it from Sammy Lynn. Yes. It goes around all the time. My sister goes, can you turn that off? Yeah. She's always saying how peaceful my house is. That's the reason. So prayer flies or a prayer field might be useful. Okay. But now we're starting to think about this. I'm not saying you have to have this bag. I'm saying you have to think about it. If you want to be a benefit to people, you need to plan beforehand. And there's no use having a big thick prayer book, getting to the place and going, now what page was it? It was the wrong prayer book, you know. Know what's in it. You know, roughly where things are. Personally, I would have some stickers at the right pages. And I'm telling you this because I've done stuff like this for years in hospices, I've been in hospitals. I've ended up in casualty with people as well as on the wards. I mean, one casualty, it was so full, right? And I'm doing the long medicine Buddha. That was what they wanted, the long medicine Buddha. Now, luckily, I had it on tape as well as the book. Now, can you imagine in a big A&E with all this coming in, but that's what the individual wanted. Picture the medicine Buddha. Mantra underneath it, and could you please do the sadhana? In a busy A&E. Of course. It'd take a lot to embarrass me. That's what they wanted. So,
Once you're doing it for someone else, you don't feel embarrassed, do you?
I don't know. I find the British get embarrassed very easily, and I have to say the English in particular. I mean, really, generally speaking, difficult. Mm. Difficult. Just don't be embarrassed. You be gentle and kind.
Yeah.
The other person's in front of you, you do it. So that's what I wanted you to think about. I wanted you to think about what would you prepare? What would you take? I could easily say take this, this, this and this. It's not the case. On the way to the hospital, mantra, that's very useful. What mantra would you use? Well, it could be Om Mani Padme Hum. Said with love and compassion. And if you know the visualisation that goes with it and it doesn't interfere with your driving, you don't want to end up in the next bed to the person. So that's very useful. Medicine Buddha is particularly powerful to do. And then keeping that mind, generating and keeping that mind of compassion all the way through to parking the car, all the way through. You're single-pointed, you're focused on the other person. That stops you being worried, being frightened. Do you understand? You're focusing on what you can do to help. It may be you can do nothing. It may be what you can do is very little. So it's not in a grand that I'm going to go in and do all this. No, but you're prepared.
And this, of course, is for somebody who has got dharma.
Yes.
Because, you know, we were saying that.
Yeah, that's why I gave you that scenario.
Yeah.
And tomorrow what we're going to do is what you do once you get in the room. How do you make decisions? How do you choose what to do, what not to do? And then we can have, if you like, we can have a discussion about what about the person just likes you and has asked for you. I mean, I was asked to do a funeral service for a very great friend of mine. And she wasn't a Buddhist. Not at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to say, Mary, bad dress sense and no hairstyle. But her whole family, they're one of these feuding families. Feuding. They all feud. And after Tina was killed, I didn't know about it. She was a lady that had the seahorse. And they phoned me, the family, to tell me, and they just said, Mary, we can't stop fighting amongst each other. And they were always fighting. And we cannot come to a decision about who's going to hold the service. The only thing we can agree upon is that we like you, and Tina loved you, and she respected you. Could you do a Buddhist service? And that was the last thing I could do for her.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't a Buddhist. Mm-hmm. Nobody in that court, there was 200 people there. Nobody there. But I tell you, I had all the handouts. And we did the sadhana. And they did the King of Prayers. All of them. You should have heard that church. People were very happy to be directed.
Yeah.
And I said beforehand, if you don't feel like doing this and it goes against you, please don't do it. But I think personally it would be very useful. I was in a pulpit. It felt very weird. Anyway, but that whole church just went for it, you know. It was good. So just be prepared. And so tomorrow, we're going to start with going into the room and then looking at the different types of people who might be helping. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I just had a thought, Mary. If the person that was dying from the infectious disease, you'd end up having to leave all that stuff in there.
Yep.
And it being burnt.
Yep.
Might be better not taking a prayer.
No, take it with you, because you'll know before you go into the room. And just leave it outside. Oh, yes.
Ah, right.
Oh, yeah.
So then you'd be better off having your prayers on a laminated piece and your mantras, so that, because you wouldn't be able to take them out.
Maybe a scenario like that. I always tend to think of what can I leave as well. Everything I've got is always replaceable.
Yeah.
If somebody says to you, I mean, my sister had a friend a couple of years ago, and her friend asked to see, she was dying. And I'd met her a few times, didn't know her very well. And she was in a hospice, and she said, when your sister comes up the next time, can you get her to come and see me? And I thought, oh, well, I didn't know what. I mean, I was up in Dundee, I didn't have much with me, but I had a little medicine Buddha and a little stupa. I keep a lot of stuff like that in my car. Anyway, so I thought, and we just chatted away, and she said, is there anything you have that I might be useful? I said, well, I said, it's Buddha's stuff, I don't know. I said, but I've got a picture of medicine Buddha here. She just totally fell in love with it. She said, that is so... I said, yeah, well, it's very helpful. She said, would that be helpful? I said, well, I think it'd be helpful. Why don't you... And I had a little medicine Buddha Rupa. It was Dalmatian, what do you call it, that stone?
Dolomite.
No. Dalmatian jasper. Mm. And she wanted that. She said, could I have that, Mary? She just liked the feel of it. Mm. So you just never know. Mm. So I said, of course, you know, like that. And she was so happy. Did I make a huge difference? I don't think so. I don't think so. For some reason she wanted to speak to me. That was nice. And we spent a couple of hours and that was lovely. But there was no saving her or doing anything like that. It was just being there and really just responding to what she was asking for. And she had other people coming, the vicar and things like this, you know. You just never know. Good to keep something like that in the car, a stupa or something like that. Mm. Because you're always coming across dead animals, mm-hmm. especially where I'm living now, and you're coming across, you know, things like accidents and things like that. So, I mean, being a nurse first, the Buddha's second, so I'm doing the old nursing thing, but always something I can use. I have different mantras that I can give people if they wanted. Do you know what I mean? Something. These are very good, different mantras. People are very happy and they'll say, what's that? And I'll say, well, this is the medicine Buddha Panda and this is the long life. Oh, that's really nice. And you can see they would like it, you know. So how wonderful you can give. You do your best. And every time you do it, your best gets better. Yeah. It's been interesting. Yeah, it's been interesting. And I've also walked into a room that this person hadn't asked to see me, but the hospice chaplain had asked me to go in. I walked in and this woman went, get out! And came out again. I said to the chaplain, I don't think she really wants to see me. You know. She didn't know me from Adam. She didn't know me at all. You know. But the chaplain thought it would be a good idea. I never thought it would be a good idea, but he did. So I walked in, she went, get out! I said, all right. So it's not all, you know, sweetness and light. Okay, that's enough for today.
So John did do the
Oh, did he?
It's hysterical.
Oh, yeah, they know what they want, that's for sure.
If you've not made notes on this baggy thing, maybe before you go to sleep, maybe jot a few things down, eh? Goody, goody. So we go to page 36. and thinking of all the positive karma you've created today, just by being here, just by participating, thinking about helping others, huge, huge merit. So we want to keep that safe, so that's why we dedicate it. So when you bring to mind a dedication that means something to you personally, perhaps it's something you want to achieve to benefit others. Perhaps you want to send it as a healing dedication to someone. Okay. We'll do the dedication prayers in Tibetan first, then English. Gewa de nyurda lama sangge drugyune drova chingyam ma sala pyupa shojan chur sen chorim koshe ma ke padam ke gyurche ke pa nyam pa me pa ya go ni gong du pa wa shu. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Thank you very much for today.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.